You're perfect.
And I was worried you'd never meet anybody. So, who's the lucky girl?
This is no girl. This is a woman. The lovely and talented Adrienne Barbeau, star of the 1982 cinema classic Swamp Thing.
This'll be a first, watching you get rejected by cardboard. Goodman, you're a freak.
To you, to the 1,200 guys I outbid on eBay, I'm a god.
The most incredible thing happened today.
The second most incredible thing.
Don't ask.
Don't tell.
So what happened?
The campus radio station accepted our proposal. We got our own show.
Oh, I don't know about this whole radio thing. We wrote up the proposal for that at the end of last year. I don't even remember what we proposed.
Well, to quote you, a groundbreaking mix of edgy talk, music, and politics that breaks the mold and shakes up the student booty.
Oh, that's supposed to be body.
I hope that's not why we got the job.
We are so dead. How are we going to fill up 2 hours, 3 nights a week?
Well, we have tons to talk about. You and I lead very exciting lives.
I spilled a little grape juice on her.
Okay, we've got 2 days to get really exciting lives.
Amazing. I mean, you look great in that top.
Point of order? You're doing a radio show. You could go to work wearing my clothes.
Ew!
Oh! I think I'm broken.
No pain, no gain. Suck it up, sister.
Remember, to achieve true peace, one must remove oneself from the outer world and embrace the silence within.
Hilda, stop whimpering.
I didn't know I was. About being out of touch with your body.
Wait a minute. That noise isn't coming from you. That's coming from out front.
Oh, please let it be a door-to-door chiropractor.
Look, it's a dog. Oh.
Oh, it's so cute. Can we keep it? Can we?
Hilda, I'm sure the dog already has an owner.
I don't see one.
I'm sorry, we absolutely cannot.
Oh, let this precious creature perish on the streets. Ooh.
Come on in, Poochie.
What a little doggy-woggy. Come here. Oh, look. Hello.
What is that desperately needy thing doing on all fours, and when did she get a dog?
Oh, Salem, show a little respect for your newfound brother.
He'll rip me to shreds. He'll skin me alive. Oh, nice doggy.
Oh, look at the two brothers.
Oh, you know what? I bet they'd love to share a pot roast. Oh,
this could work out after all, bro. Oh, you're kind of cute. I wonder what we should call you.
Your worst nightmare.
This is so exciting. Roxy, which microphone do you want?
Do they have one that doesn't work? I just can't do this.
You'll be fine. And even if you make a mistake, nobody will care.
Oh, we're on in 5, 4, 3, 2. Hey, welcome to Chick Chat with your host, Sabrina Spellman, and...
Hello?
Roxy King, that's right. Roxy King and Sabrina Spellman on Chick Chat. You know, get it? We took the it out of chit and we substituted it with ick. So, Roxy, what's on your mind?
I don't know.
What's on yours? You know, lots of stuff. Maybe we should kick things off with some dope jams.
Oh man, talking on the radio is a lot harder than I thought.
I told you.
Well, we'll be fine. I mean, all we have to do is, you know, chill with the trance and then we'll be freestyling. I downloaded some jargon off the internet. Welcome back to Chick Chat. So I guess we chicks should start chatting. Maybe we should remind our callers that our phone lines are still open. Wide open. They're open.
you know, if you get a busy signal, keep trying.
Can you try a little harder, people? Are you so busy hiding in your academic cocoons that you have absolutely nothing to say?
Look, we got a call. What should we do?
I know. Answer it. Welcome to Chick Chat. This is Roxy.
My name is Angie, and Roxy, you're totally right about that academic cocoon thing. Sometimes I feel like I'm so buried in my books that I have no idea what's going on in the world. What should I do?
You bring up a good point, Angie. I mean, when you think about it, who knows more about hell? The guy who reads Dante's Inferno or the guy who's living in a rat trap in Southie?
You're absolutely right.
I just think we need to find a balance in our lives. Right, Sabrina? My partner agrees. Okay, next caller. Talk to us, Adams College.
I'm telling you, that dog is evil incarnate.
Oh, Salem, you said that about the gardener, the mailman, and us.
If he was so evil, would he have brought us popcorn?
Oh,
the cheesy kind?
Our favorite.
I'm telling you, he's a lowlife from the other realm. He swore he was gonna make our lives a nightmare.
So now the evil one talks? Who's a good baby? Who's a good baby?
Oh. Hey, that's a cute name. Let's call him Baby.
Believe me, I'm as fed up with women's fashion as you are. We're totally pressured by society to be obsessed with our appearance. I mean, just tonight, my co-host and I spent an hour getting ready for a radio show. Isn't that insane, Sabrina?
Oh, actually, I think the word I would use is
insane, which I believe is the word you used.
Good word. Well, that's it for today. Join us again next time for another hard-hitting edition of Chick Chat. That was so, so cool. Were we awesome or what?
Well, I think the word I would use is, you know, whatever word you used.
We rocked!
Oh! Who would be so demented as to put a mousetrap in my private sanctuary?
Howdy doody.
All right. Cards on the table. Why are you here?
Why do you think? To sponge off those two daffy bras.
That's my racket, Mac.
Not for long, Pally. And the name is Phil.
So, what's your game plan, Phil?
Get those two broads to give you the boot. Unless, of course, you want to leave of your own free will.
I can assure you that is never going to happen. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going outside to complete some unfinished business.
Glad I went with the granite.
Of course, you realize this means war.
Freezing her for later?
Mock me if you must, but in a matter of hours, the bodacious Miss Barbeau has increased in value by 2.9%. Oh, by the way, great show tonight.
Thanks. I told you we were awesome. We're even scoring with the Men Who Love Cardboard crowd. Good night.
Miles, I know you like the show, but tell me the truth. Did I make a fool of myself?
No good could come of my answer.
I stunk. I just couldn't think on my feet. You know, I always thought I'd be a natural on the radio, but it turns out that Roxy's the natural.
Well, hey, when it comes to performing, everybody's different. Some people can be spontaneous, and other people like me need to organize, prepare, throw up a few times.
Thanks for sharing that, Miles. Yeah, let me know if there's anything I can do for you.
Actually, there is. Do you have any bubble wrap?
No. Hey, I thought we were gonna walk over together. Oh, yeah, well, I wanted to get here early and go over some show ideas.
For today or the whole year?
Well, you know, it never hurts to be prepared. Everything you always wanted to know about everything. Oh, yeah. There are some amazing facts in here. I mean, did you know that pirates used to wear earrings because they thought piercing their ears would improve their eyesight?
I did not know that. Okay, we're on in 5, 4, 3, 2... Welcome to Chick Chat with Roxy King and me, Sabrina Spellman.
I've prepared some interesting and very neatly arranged topics for tonight, and I'm only slightly nauseous.
Thanks for the heads up.
Here's a topic. Let's talk about the skyrocketing cost of tuition at Adams College. 2 years ago, tuition went up 11%. Last year, it went up another 8%. How is this trend going to affect the cost of education in the future?
A numbers game. Who can afford to play? Talk to us, Adams. Oh, you're on with Sabrina.
On the last show, Roxy was talking about how much women are slaves to fashion. Well, men are victims, too. You see, I don't have much money to spend on clothes, but...
Which feeds right into Sabrina's tuition issue. I mean, how can kids afford to buy the hippest stuff if every penny they spend is on their education? Any thoughts, Sabrina?
Let me check.
Peer pressure is an enormous problem, not just with fashion, but with drugs, drinking.
Oh, here's something about drinking. It says here that if you stick your finger in a soda, it goes flat.
How does that relate to anything we've been talking about?
I don't know. Let me check.
My fantasy guy? Take Tom Cruise's eyes, Steve Martin's wit, and toss lightly with Brad Pitt's everything else. So, who's your fantasy woman?
Well, you. You're smart and funny, and you're not afraid to speak your mind. I love the Roxy King show.
Sabrina, this is the way talk shows go. Tonight, people just weren't interested in your topics.
Well, they didn't even give me time to look up stuff in my big book.
Who does a college radio show with a stack of index cards and a big book?
Oh, so now you're the expert, the person I had to drag kicking and screaming to even do the show.
I didn't say I was an expert. I just think you'd be better off if you loosened up.
Well, on the first show, I was trying to be spontaneous, and Miles thought it'd be a better idea if I prepared. Now you're saying, don't prepare, be spontaneous. Well, I'm not listening to either one of you.
If you're not gonna prepare and you're not gonna be spontaneous, what does that leave?
Wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't I like to know?
We take baby to the south of France for 2 weeks and then shoot over to Munich for his first Oktoberfest.
How cute would he look in lederhosen?
We'll get him one of those caps with the feathers and then maybe teach him to yodel and top it off with a big bratwurst dinner. Salem Saberhagen, how could you do that to poor baby?
How could you be so naive? This bloated beast is playing you like a violin while he tries to bump me off.
Don't be ridiculous. All baby wants is a little love.
Welcome to Chick Chat. I'm Sabrina Spellman, the world's worst radio host.
You're being kind.
So, what are you doing here?
I'm a nose hair away from being replaced by the Hound from Hell.
I need a shoulder to cry on.
You picked the wrong shoulder. I'm making a fool of myself on the radio while Roxy sits back and wows everybody.
What do you expect? The girl was born with a gift of gab.
Well, what was I born with?
A very thick head. You're a witch?
Of course. If I want the gift of gab, all I have to do is point and zap. They're not saying anything.
Give me a subject, I start gabbing.
Music.
Way too many boy bands, and please, only one name per rap artist. Are you Puff Daddy, Puff Diddy, or Puff the Magic Dragon? Decide, man.
Movies.
Love them. I'd love them even more if I had my eyes. Got my eye teeth, though. Had my wisdom teeth removed. Didn't feel a thing. It's amazing what's going on in dentistry today.
Let me ask you a question. How would you get revenge on someone whose mission it was to destroy you?
I'm just the gift of gab. When you're desperate to get even, call upon my good friend Steven.
Let me guess. Even Steven?
Well, originally Stefan, but F and Stefan gave people the wrong idea.
Whatever! Let's go do in the dog!
Well, gift of gab, you're just what I need. And I've got just what you need.
I'll have a half-calf grande cap dry with non-fat soy milk.
And for the little lady?
Nothing. She learned her lesson after the grape juice incident.
You know, Miles, it's one thing to keep her in your room. It's another to take her out on dates.
Well, unfortunately, this is our last one. I just sold her on eBay for a 10.9% profit. Any moment now, another Adrian Barbeau fanatic is going to come in here and rip out my heart.
You must be Miles.
Yes, and I must be dreaming. You're Adrian Barbeau.
That's what they tell me. I've been looking for one of these for years.
Yeah, I would give it to you, but I just sold it.
To me? I was the highest bidder.
I am so sorry. You must think I'm just a mercenary who's using it to make money, when in reality, I'm your number one fan who worships the swamp you sludge through.
You are so sweet.
We gotta move. We're on the air in half an hour.
I've seen everything you've ever done. There is no one on the planet who knows more about you than I do.
Here you go. Gotta go. Wow, Adrian Barbeau, or should I say the original Rizzo in Grease? Congrats on the Tony nomination. Oh, and loved you in The Fog and Creepshow. Oh, and then there's TV, and then there's Maude. What about Deep Space Nine? I mean, you played a fantastic Senator Krycek.
Well, thank you. And you are?
Sabrina Spellman, sophomore at Adams College, founded in 1891.
Oh, I didn't know you knew this much about Adrian.
I don't. I just have the gift of gab. Gotta go.
See, those frames really go with his coloring.
I'll get it. You are going to be the envy of every dog in Bavaria.
Hello.
How do you do? My name is Steven Evenson. I saw your flyer, and I think you may have my dog.
Well, it certainly looks like him.
Who is it?
The man who owns our baby.
Oh, no! I've heard about horror stories like this. Adoptive parents nurture a child, then out of the blue, he's snapped from their arms by the birth father. Well, guess what? You can't have him. Get out.
Hilda, if it really is his dog, we have no right to keep him.
It can't be his dog. Baby doesn't even recognize him.
You know, you're right. Well, maybe it isn't him. I mean, even if it was, he seems happier here. Yeah, the truth is, he was just never very comfortable living in a 42-room mansion with his own valet.
Mansion and a valet? You're welcome to slap a collar around my neck.
You know, frankly, he was getting a bit lethargic between all the rich food at the country club and those luxurious sails on the yacht.
Big yacht?
Seems to know you now.
Yes, he does. Yeah, but painful though it may be, I have to do what's best for him. I'm leaving the dog with you.
No! Don't leave me with these losers! One's dumb as dirt, the other one's got the personality of a limp noodle.
How dare you talk about us? You talked! He does talk.
Zealand was right. He was just using us.
Giving credence to the old adage, stick with the user you know.
This whole talking animal thing must seem a little odd to you.
No, not at all. My real name is Even Steven, and I'm here to take this slobbering slime ball to the Other Realm Obedience School.
Please, give me another chance. Let me spend the rest of my life fetching for the fetching Spellman system.
Aww.
Bye-bye. Hey, Roxy, how you doing? Great to see you. How about that nippy fall weather out there?
Somebody's in a better mood.
Hey, smile and the whole world smiles with you. Cry and you cry alone. Everybody loves somebody sometime.
Had a couple of double expressos?
Nope, you're looking at your new and improved co-host. We're on in 5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome to Chick Chat with Roxy King and yours truly, Sabrina Spellman. I want to go right to you guys out there. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about the proliferation of cell phones.
Man, are they annoying.
Not to me. There's nothing I like more than gabbing on a horn. Speaking of horns, whatever happened to Kenny G? What does that G stand for? I know it doesn't stand for general audiences. And what is a general audience anyway? Eisenhower, Schwarzkopf, Patton? Next topic.
Mental health? Specifically yours?
Oh, never been better, which is great, because if you haven't got your health, and in that I include dental, what have you got? You're speaking with Sabrina.
I am really sick of the food in the cafeteria. Do you know any good Japanese restaurants?
Japanese? Osoko wa yapari inya. Sakana shinshande. Minimo wa yatsu jana.
Could you say that in English, please?
This is simply marvelous place downtown with vicious tip-top.
Hey, if I wanted to get ridiculed, I would have called my mother.
Great topic, mothers and sons. Very complex relationships, from Oedipus to Macbeth to My Mother the Car. Speaking of cars, have you seen the new gas electric hybrids? They're to die for. To die for! Great movie. Did you know Nicole Kidman's from Australia? Did you know that's where the duckbill platypus is from? By the way, did you know the duckbill platypus is the only mammal that can lay an egg? Besides the mammal that's laying one right now. So I'm not very good at this. Let's go to a musical break.
Good idea.
Sabrina, what do you think you're doing?
I'm trying to be something I'm not. Most things come really easy to me, but I am not cut out to be on the radio. And nothing I can do can magically change that.
Granted, this surreal Japanese interlude might have been a mistake.
Now, the mistake was thinking because I'm a decent writer, I'd be good on the radio. But you're great at this, so I'm not gonna get in your way anymore.
Sabrina, this show is half yours. I don't want to take it away from you.
You don't have to. Welcome back to Chick Chat. This is Sabrina, and due to circumstances way beyond my control, this will be my last show. I know, it took me so long. Well, now it is my pleasure to leave you in the capable hands of the very talented and witty Roxy King.
You're on with Roxy. Talk to me, Adams.
Nicely done, Zelly. The short ribs were only enhanced by your 5-star sauerkraut.
That's meager compensation for the shabby way we treated you.
Next up, lemon sorbet followed by a rump roast.
Oh, life is sweet. Oh, Hilda's gonna be hard pressed to top your generosity.
Coming through. Okay, Salem, meet your new one-stop elimination station.
I'm so happy I could. I think I will. Oh, heaven. I'm.